This is the Hot Corner for the week of July the 4th to July the 12th.
This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hello and welcome to our seventh episode of the season. I'm Ryan McKenna and you're listening to the Hot Corner. Today, it is all about the All-Star Game, as there is a lot of All-Star Game news that we have for you. Who won the final vote? Who's hitting in the Home Run Derby? And most importantly, all the roster news that has to go along with the All-Star Game, which takes place tomorrow. It's not just the All-Star Game that was in the headlines this past week, however, as a huge trade took place. Cliff Lee is on the move again for his fourth team in less than a year. That is a lot of moving for Cliff Lee. Anyways, guys, that's just a brief outlook on what we're going to do today, but let's get right at it. For a short and quick episode, this is the news.
The Hot Corner News.
The big news from the past week, and it was a trade. Cliff Lee has been traded again, and this time it is from the dead last Seattle Mariners to the first place Texas Rangers. Lee was traded with reliever Mark Lowe for one of the Rangers' best prospects, first baseman Justin Smoke, as well as three minor league players. The trade has Rangers player Michael Young very excited, as he said to ESPN, quote, "We got the best pitcher on the market," end quote. This trade came with some controversy as the New York Yankees were infuriated with the Mariners organization as they believe they had a deal in place with the Mariners sending their top prospect, catcher Jesus Montero, to Seattle. That deal, however, did not go as, like I just told you, the Mariners did decide to go with the Texas Rangers instead. Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports got a good quote from a Yankees official as the official said, quote, "That's just not how you conduct business," end quote. Come on, Yankees, you guys already have C.C. Sabathia, A.J. Burnett, and Andy Pettit, along with Javier Vasquez. How could I forget him? They need to stop being greedy, and really, I don't think they need Cliff Lee in their already stacked rotation, and team for that matter. Lee started for the Rangers on Saturday, and it did not go so hot as he gave up 6 earned runs while going the full 9 innings. This is Lee's fourth team, as I just mentioned early in their show, his fourth team in under a year. Longtime New York Yankees public announcement announcer Bob Shepard passed away yesterday at the age of 99. Many dubbed his voice as the voice of God, as he was just that good of an announcer. At the request of Derek Jeter, the voice of Shepard still plays to introduce Jeter's at-bats, and it goes something like this. Now batting for the Yankees, second baseman, number 2, Derek Jeter, number 2. Moving on now to the All-Star Game. As we said, there's lots of news from it. And we're going to start it off with the final vote winners. Nick Swisher and Joey Votto won the final All-Star Game position this past week, and they will make the trip to Anaheim for the All-Star Game, which is being played tomorrow night. Swisher beat out Red Sox first baseman Kevin Youkilis to get his name on the final ballot, while Canadian Joey Votto was a clear favorite in the National League and took the position with ease. Speaking of the All-Star Game, the State Farm Home Run Derby takes place tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, or for fans in Canada, like myself, on Rogers Sportsnet at the same time. Batting for the American League are Nick Swisher, who, as I just mentioned, was the final vote winner. He has 15 home runs this year. Red Sox slugger David Ortiz has 18 home runs. Tigers power hitter Miguel Cabrera, who is right behind Major League leader home run leader Jose Bautista with 22 home runs, and finally Blue Jays center fielder Vernon Wells, who is having a great year, has 19 home runs entering the Derby. For the National League, Chris Young has 15 home runs, so the subject of trade rumors. Corey Hart has 21 home runs, Cardinals' Matt Holliday has 16 home runs, and Marlins shortstop Hanley Ramirez has 13 home runs. For the most up-to-date rosters for tomorrow's game, we will post a link to MLB.com and their All-Star Game rosters, as there has been many changes in the past week with injuries and so on, some of which we will mention in the injury report. Jim Thome reached a milestone on July 3rd. Thome surpassed Herman Killebrew, a Hall of Famer, on the all-time home run list, hitting two home runs in a Twins loss to the Rays. The home runs have given him 574 all-time as of that game on July 3rd and moved him into 10th on the all-time home run list. Dontrell Willis looks as though his time in the Major League Baseball is over with. The Southpaw was designated for assignment by the Arizona Diamondbacks, thus ending his time with the club after a very short stint. The Toronto Blue Jays got some great news out of their AA affiliate this past week. Kyle Drabek, who was the most touted prospect coming over to the Jays in the Roy Halladay deal in the offseason, threw a no-hitter on Independence Day. The no-hitter came in a 5-0 win for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats over the New Britain Rock Cats. What a name, folks! What a way to get yourself your 2,500th Major League Baseball hit. Johnny Damon had that hit in style with a walk-off two-run home run, providing the Tigers with a 7-5 win in 11 innings over the Orioles. With that hit, Damon is 8th on the active players list for most career hits. A scary scene at a Texas Rangers home game on Tuesday as a fan fell from the second deck of the ballpark in Arlington during the game. The fan clearly shook all the players and fans involved at the stadium as there was a complete dead silence, and as one ESPN analyst puts it, quote, "I've never heard this ballpark so quiet," end quote. The game was delayed for 16 minutes. The fan was attempting to catch a foul ball off Nelson Cruz's bat, and people say that he must have fallen 30 feet. All reports indicate that the fan is okay and back around the local fire hall where he works, joking with his coworkers. 5 minor league baseball players have been suspended for steroid use and will immediately start their 50-game suspension. 2 Yankee minor leaguers, along with 1 player from the Diamondbacks, Royals, and Rays, were all found to be using performance-enhancing drugs. The Pirates made an acquisition this past week, acquiring Sean Gallagher from the Padres for cash. Gallagher started out his major league career with the Cubs in 2007. For the first time in a few years, the United States came out on top at the 2010 minor league edition of the All-Star Game, the Futures Game. The Futures Game features the best players from the minor leagues, with players such as Desmond Jenkins taking part in the game. The U.S. won the game pretty handily with a 9-1 win over the world. Angel prospect Hank Conger earned MVP honors, hitting a 3-run home run for Team USA. The Houston Astros have named one of the organization's best players of all time, Jeff Bagwell, their new hitting coach yesterday. The Astros have the worst offense in baseball, so hopefully Bagwell can provide a spark. That's all for the news.
The Hot Corner Injury Report.
Sinsoo Chu was placed on the DL last week with a sprained right thumb. Early indications showed that Chu might require surgery, but those rumors don't look like they will be needed now that Chu is progressing enough so that he can start his aggressive rehab strategy and possibly return at the end of the month. The Red Sox injury fairy kept his or her wand going this past week as an all-star, Clay Buchholz, was placed on the DL as of last Sunday. Buchholz has a strained left hamstring. He was replaced on the all-star roster by Yankees lefty Andy Pettit. Buchholz was pitching great for the Red Sox this year, with 10 wins at the time of his DL placement. Brewers ace Giovanni Gallardo was placed on the DL on my birthday, July 6th. Gallardo, who was named to his first ever All-Star game, will have to miss that game as he is out with a strained muscle in his right rib cage. In 18 games this year, Gallardo's ERA is just 2.58. The Chicago White Sox may be in trouble as their ace Jake Peavy was hurt delivering a pitch on Tuesday evening and will require surgery to reattach a muscle in his right shoulder. Peavy is quick to say that his career is not jeopardized and plans to be back throwing in time for spring training. Next spring are underway. Rockies first baseman Todd Helton was placed on the 15-day DL on Tuesday with a stiff back. Helton has struggled all year, hitting only .250 with two home runs and only 16 RBIs. A resident of New Westminster, B.C., Canadian Justin Morneau, who was to be the starting first baseman for the American League tomorrow, will not be able to participate in the All-Star game as he is out with a concussion. Morneau received the injury from the Jays' John McDonald when McDonald's knee hit Morneau on a slide into second base last Wednesday. That's it for the injury report. All right, I want to thank everyone for tuning in this week. Please, for the latest rosters, follow the link that we've posted on this page here, as it will give you the latest up-to-date rosters, as well as starting lineups, your reserves, your pitchers, so on. Also, don't forget to tune in tonight for the State Farm Home Run Derby, as that is taking place on ESPN in the States and Rogers Sportsnet in Canada at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm going to end this show with a song that I've wanted to play for a while, and I thought the best occasion was today, as the All-Star Game is in California. Song of the Week is by Katy Perry featuring Snoop Dogg, California Girls. Have a great week, folks.
The Hawk Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connolly. See you next week.
California girls were unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top. Sun-kissed skin so hot, we'll melt your popsicle.
Turn it up cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, yeah. Look at here, baby, uh-huh. I'm all up on you, cause you represent California. You are.